America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.
Good morning, you guys. It's Shaman Isis here. We've got a great topic for today. We're going to be talking about living a life that you will actually love. Take it from somebody who changed their entire life. You can actually stop the insanity of the life that you have been leading, change the people, places, things, habits, and patterns that you have been repeating that keep you stuck in unhealthy cycles, and create a life that you will actually love. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You guys, a few years ago, I was really incredibly miserable, unhappy. I had been repeating the same patterns over and over again, like so many of us do. And I found myself very overweight and ridiculously stuck. And I got up one day and just looked myself in the mirror and decided, you know what? I can't live this way anymore. And I decided to stop the insanity of the life that I was living and create a new life for myself. So if you have had it, or perhaps your team is stuck in a cycle of repetitive thinking, repetitive doing, and not actually seeing a lot of results, this is the kind of plan that can help shake things up and help you not only create a life for yourself that you will love, but help your team members also create a life that they will love. And you have to be pretty fearless. You know what? One thing that you have to learn the hard way sometimes is that you don't want people on your team that aren't happy, because all they're going to do is pull the results down and drag the entire team down with them. So, when I talk about changing your life dramatically, I will share with you that in 2019, I was over 80 pounds overweight, and I was stuck doing the same business that I had already been in for 25 years, and I was really sick of it. My entire life was just the same thing every day, a repetition, and I had to actually make some pretty profound and dramatic changes to actually live a life that I get excited about, that I want to actually do things about. So if you are sick of being stuck, this is definitely going to be the show for you. We are going to be going moving quick, because I believe in keeping these things short and sweet and powerful. I'm helping motivate you to make that decision. See, the one thing I've learned the hard way about trying to help and helping a lot of people over the years is that no one can make a decision for you. No one can make a decision for your team that it is time for change. You have got to go within yourself and make a decision that you have had it and you are ready to make some drastic decisions. So if you are ready to make some serious life change, let's get to it. Anyway, the first thing on the list is, you know, creating life you will love is all about being excited about your life. If you are not excited about your life and you're not excited about the things that you are trying to do, then you are most likely stuck in the insanity of repeating things over and over again and getting the same result. Actually, let me give you the definitions of insanity and sanity, because they're so similar, it cracks me up. Insanity is repeating the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. But the definition of sanity, at least in my opinion, is doing the same things over and over again and getting the same result. I see that every time. The point being that your habits and patterns, the things that you are repeating every single day, every week, every month, those are the things that are going to dictate whether or not you love your life. So if you're ready for change, you're going to have to actually look at your entire life from top to bottom. And I highly recommend you sit down with a pen and paper and you list out all the areas of your life. And I talk about this in my book, Unleash the Empress, I give you the 8 areas of life mastery, which include things like the body, the mind, the spirit. And this allows you to be like structured and organized about how you're going to actually reinvent your life. So you're going to sit down with a pen and paper and you're going to look at every area of your life, your romantic life, your work life, your money life, your philanthropy life, all of those things. And you're going to say to yourself, is this something I'm actually excited about? Do I love, am I loving my dating life? Or is my relationship healthy? Am I enjoying what I do each day? Do I have hobbies? Do I have things that get me excited? Are you bringing the best of yourself to the table? I mean, really, this is probably the most important step in all of the steps in reinventing your life. And there's 10 of them. And that is asking yourself the tough questions about whether or not you like what's going on in all the areas of your life and whether or not you want to actually foresee change in those areas of your life. Because if you're ready to foresee change, this is going to be a matter of you changing old habits and patterns, things like people, places, and things that keep you stuck repeating patterns, especially if you're one of those people who repeats patterns because of your memory. Memory can be really not great for us. It informs a lot of the repetitions that we see ourselves doing over and over. And then you're going to have to decide what are the things in your life that you like and want to keep, and what are the things in your life that you've got to change? Like, are you fit? Are you drinking water? Are you eating well? Things like that. And make a list for yourself of what it is that you want to actually change. The next thing on the list in step 2 of changing your life and creating one that you will actually love is holding yourself accountable. And this can be really hard, you guys. I don't like looking at myself either. I don't like looking at my limiting beliefs and my limiting patterns. You know, I talked about this recently on a video, but if you have a dream inside of you and you are not living your life purpose and you are not living your dream, you are not living the best life for yourself possible. If you have not dreamed your biggest dream and started proactively taking the steps towards it, then you're going to be unhappy, because it's my belief that people living in their life purpose are living the life that they actually love the most. So hold yourself accountable. That's step 2. Ask yourself, am I bringing things to the table? Am I doing my best job? Am I leaving my limiting beliefs behind? Am I building the biggest dream for myself? And go back and revisit that list you made and make sure that you were pretty fearless when you went through your life and said, these are the things in my life that have to change. And that includes relationships. And you guys, that can be really tough. Step 3 on the list of 10 ways to completely reinvent your life is to refine your relationships. You don't need tons of relationships, but you do need relationships in your life that bring value. And this can be really, really difficult. There have been times in my life where I had to actually look at friends, family members, bosses, things like that, and say to myself, is this person bringing value to my life? And if they are bringing nothing but negativity, if they are draining your spirit like an energy vampire, then you've got to make a decision to actually refine your relationships and draw boundaries, sometimes cutting people out of your life that aren't bringing something good to your life. And you know, we have this habit of feeling the need to have loyalty to people who have no loyalty to us. You have got to be selfish, which is self-love. It gets redefined and demonized, but self-love really is about being selfish and filling your own cup. And that means being willing to refine the relationships that you have in your life and make the tough calls. Clean it up and start fresh. It really makes a massive difference, I promise you. Because people who drain your life spirit, they're just going to continue to hang around until you get sick of it. Seriously. So now that you have thought through your whole life and you have decided what areas of your life you need to actually change, you are going to want to create a vision for your life. And this is super important. I mean, you want to not only get up in your mind and create this beautiful, extraordinary dream for your life, but put together a vision board and start tacking up images and visuals that inspire you, and think about how you want to feel every day. Define the habits that you want to break and what you want to improve on, and what areas of your life you need to dedicate more time to. This was something that's really big for me. I used to never, ever think about my own personal life. And I did nothing but work. And if that's all you're doing, that's going to lead you to a very unhappy place. You've got to have balance in your life. So create a vision for your dream life. what that entails, what needs to stay, what needs to go, and start making some tough decisions and put that vision board together. You can do that in Pinterest. You can get yourself a board. You can take photos, creative. I mean, if this is your life and you get to invent it, you get to actually make up the rules. You don't have to obey anybody else's rules. These 10 steps, play with them. Be excited. Be thrilled. Be bold. Do not stay in the insanity of repeating the same things over and over again and keeping the people, places, and things, habits, and patterns in your life that keep you miserable. Because if you do that, you're going to find yourself far down the line and still incredibly unhappy. So create that vision board. Be bold. Be dream big. And when you think you have dreamed big enough, dream bigger. You are capable of so much more than you are allowing yourself to do. I promise you. I see that all the time in people that I help, that they have this they think they can only go this far. BS. I call BS on that. You can go as far as you want. The one thing I have seen in common with people who are super successful in their lives isn't that they were super smart. They didn't have a specific kind of education. They didn't have a specific type of lifestyle. They believed in themselves and they believed in the dream that they had for their lives and they just did it. That is the difference between people who create a life that they love and people who do not. So if you're ready to stop the insanity and start all over, get that vision board together and step five, make a plan, make a plan. You have to have a plan for how you're going to actually do that. What tools, what projects, what things do you need to bring into your life that are going to allow you to create a life that you will love? So if you have a goal to start a business, you're going to have to come up with what that business is. Look into the concept, whether or not it's feasible. Trust your intuition. But you're going to have to make a plan, and you're going to need short-term goals and you're going to need long-term goals. I have never accomplished a single project that was worthwhile that didn't have some short-term goals and some long-term goals to accomplish, because we need the short-term goals to feed us while we keep that vision in focus and that dream in focus. And then the long-term goals we get to celebrate as well. I mean, it's an incredible way to actually build your life. So be fearless, be bold, make a plan, think long-term, consider the roadmap, the stepping stones that you will take. See, whether or not you give conscious planning to how to make your vision and your dream come true, you're going to do it anyway. So if you let your limiting beliefs dictate how you're going to make your plan come true, you're going to start laying the steps, the stones to whatever is going to happen long before it actually happens. When you actually have a plan, short and long-term goals, you start laying purposeful steps down that lead you towards the direction in which you want to move. You're going to do it. You're going to be moving in some direction either way. So without a plan, you're literally spinning and not ending up anywhere in particular. So have a roadmap for how you're going to make those come true. Number six on the list, step six, is find a passion. Guys, if you don't have a passion for something, if you do not have passion in your life, you don't have that reason to leap out of bed and go running after and attacking life. You know, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. If you don't have passion in your heart for what you do, then you need to reevaluate. Go back to step one and reevaluate your entire life. Because if you're pursuing something and you're moving towards it and you're not excited about it, you're not gonna move the needle. You're just gonna drown. I promise you. So find passion. Find what you are passionate about. And in my book, I go through all of the different gifts that we all have, and I find that most people find their joy in life and their life's purpose. And their life's purpose is often listed in that list of gifts that we all have. So if you never had the chance to actually visit your gifts, that's an awesome chapter for you. So go check my book out, Unleash the Emperor, Spiritual Health for Life Wealth. In that, you're going to go through a chapter of learning what your gifts are. And this can help inspire the passion that is going to drive your vision and drive you through the short and long-term steps that are going to help you build your dream. So find your passion. And if you're not finding that passion right now, get the book. I promise you, it'll make a big difference. Step seven is minimizing the clutter in your life. And, you know, I wrote an article with Medium on how to declutter your life. And in it, I talk a lot about how we have been trained to see our lives as a reflection of the physical things in it. But what you will find if you are trying to re-engineer an entirely new life for yourself that you have probably for a long time been letting maintaining your lifestyle drive what you do for a living and how you live your life's purpose. Things are just things. If you do not minimize the clutter in your life and get rid of the things that aren't going to actually bring you long-term joy and happiness, then you're going to be spending the rest of your time working at jobs and working in positions that you do not like, that do not make you happy, because you were trying to pay for storing a bunch of stuff. And stuff does not make us happy. I think we can see that with really, really super famous people who end up, you know, showing us that they were actually really unhappy. And that's because stuff does not make you happy. Stop working a job just to pay for space and storage, to store all the crap that you have, because you were taught that crap makes you happy, because crap doesn't make you happy. So minimize the clutter, clean up your life, clean up your relationships, get rid of stuff that you are literally just housing. Keep only things that you will absolutely love. And I promise you, you will be so much happier. Not only that, you can move and change location and get up and travel when you don't have a bunch of crap. So minimize clutter. That's step 7. Step 8 is being grateful. I talked about that this morning on Wisdom, which is a great app. If you're not on the Wisdom app, I highly recommend checking it out. There's a lot of wonderful people on there. But gratitude, being grateful, is incredibly important. It sets up your day. It sets up your life experience from the point of view of appreciating what you have. And when you are living in appreciation for what you have, you will attract more to your life that is of value. Daily gratitude is incredibly important. So when you get up in the morning, find time in the morning to express either in your head or in writing, in your meditation, the things that you are grateful for. And if you have forgotten what you are grateful for, think about the people who struggle every day to eat, to find a place to sleep, to find a place to be warm, and you will quickly find yourself finding things to be grateful for. I find that most Americans have a lot to be grateful for. Next is really important. You hear people talk a lot about mindset, but the truth is, and this was actually the topic of this morning's Wisdom, was maintaining a positive attitude. If you allow your habits and patterns and the past ways of being to continue to dictate your life, you're going to find yourself getting into negativity. Negativity is an attitude that's taught to us, looking at things from the sad or negative point of view is not going to bring more bounty to your life. We dictate our reality with what we think. We dictate our life experience by what we are like beacons. And when we are thinking negatively, we are giving that energy off. And that is what we will attract to ourselves. If you notice times in your life when you tended to have a lot of things happen to you, you were probably thinking really negatively. When you choose to stop the negative thinking and choose to think positively, you start to radiate like a beacon, that positive energy and that positive attitude. And what that does is attract better things to your life. It attracts what you are. You attract what you are. So what you think dictates what your life experience will be. So maintain a positive attitude. Sit down and write down the things that you are grateful for. You will find yourself shifting into a more positive attitude immediately. I promise you, that habit right there makes a massive difference in your life. Step 10 on the list is be the change. You know, you've heard that saying, being the change you wish to see in the world. That is 100% true. There's a reason why Buddhist philosophies have lasted for thousands of years and are now being supported with quantum physics, because the things that Buddhists believe were lasting truths about the human condition. If you want to have a better life that you love, you have got to be the positive and radiating, powerful change that you want in your life. You've got to exude it. You've got to own it. You've got to be it. You've got to be your natural self and love what that is. Flaws and positivities and all. I'm telling you, that makes a massive difference right there. So be the change that you seek. Do the actions and the things that you want to be done in your life. And I promise you, you will start to see like a magnet that they will be pulled to you and they will start to come into your life, because the world is working for you. It is not working against you. And if you are thinking that it's working against you, you are living in your limiting beliefs and you need to go back a few steps and change the way that you think. Be the change that you seek and you will actually attract wonderful things to your life. So those are my 10 steps for changing your life. You guys, anyone can do it. If you want to change your life, I promise you, you are fully capable of it. First, you've got to make the decision. You have to make the decision. I did. I don't want to see you spend decades of your life repeating the same people, places, and things, habits, and patterns that have kept you miserable. So if you want to change your life, stop the insanity, make the decision, be bold, think big, be what you actually expect to come into your life. And I promise you, you will start to see things around you shift and change. The universe will start delivering to you the very things that you are trying to actuate in your own life. That's how it works. You're literally like a radio channel. And what you put out is what you get back. That is 100% the truth. So those are the 10 steps for changing your life. If you are interested in learning more about how to be happy, which is what all of this is about, then please reach out to me. And if you haven't had a chance to read my book, Unleash the Empress, please go take a look at it. Because in my book, not only do I share where I was at in 2019 when I realized that I was miserable, but I share the steps that I actually took to change the way that I felt, to change my mind, body, and soul, to get into harmony, to get into consciousness. There's spiritual practices that allowed me to transform the way that I felt. So if you're not quite ready to completely change your life and you need to stabilize first, perhaps you're not healthy, perhaps you're like I was and overweight and stuck in, really deeply stuck in the past, then my book, Unleash the Empress, Spiritual Health for Life Wealth, is a wonderful place to start. Start there. Start creating new habits for yourself. And then tackle this list of 10 ways to create a life you will love. You are fully capable. You are capable of building a life that you will absolutely leap out of bed in the morning to enjoy. I promise you. I'm living proof. I'm author, speaker, and spiritual guide, Shaman Isis. If you or someone you know or love is stuck in unhealthy patterns and habits, please reach out to me because I help people learn how to be happy. You are fully capable of living a life that you will love. And I wish you all the luck in creating it for yourself. I really do. Anyway, have an amazing Thursday. It's raining here in New York, but that's not going to stop me. I'm going to go out and make some things happen. Anyway, you guys have a beautiful, beautiful day and stay tuned for more. I'm always here to share my personal experience with you guys and try to save you some of the lessons I learned the hard way. Anyway, have a beautiful day and we'll speak soon. Bye.
America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.